Good morning and welcome to the WGTD Radio Theater. This morning we start our 10th season, yes, our 10th season, with our annual Cartoons on the Radio show and a mashup of shows requested by the actors of our own 91.1 players. A Cartoons on the Radio mashup was written by Stephen Brown and Michael Ulstrup and stars members of the 91.1 Players. Support for the WGTD Radio Theater comes from the Kenosha law firm of Aaliyah, Dumay, Dunn, and McTernan, a full-service law firm with an emphasis on personal injury, civil litigation, and business law. Also supporting the WGTD Radio Theater is the not-for-profit Brown Ulstrup Performing Arts Foundation, located in Salem, Wisconsin. The mission of the foundation is to develop and promote excellence in the performing arts in Wisconsin and the Midwest. The big event this February is the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, the hallowed Green Bay Packers won't be playing in it. Nor the Bears, for those who look south of the border for their football. But it's an American tradition all the same that the entire country celebrates, even if it's just to watch the commercials.
Commercials? What commercials?
The famous Super Bowl commercials, Bullwinkle. You know, those expensively produced, cutting-edge television advertisements that major corporations present during the Super Bowl?
You mean, like the bikini-clad models on the GoDaddy commercials? That's cutting-edge? And I mean, just how expensive is that commercial? You're not exactly spending money on costumes.
Oh, let's just get back to the show, Bullwinkle.
So, before anyone else interrupts my introduction, let's see how some of our favorite cartoons celebrate the Super Bowl on Cartoons on the Radio Mashup 2014.
And now it's our favorite Moose and Squirrel, Rocky and Bullwinkle. A thunder of jets and an open sky, a streak of gray and a cheerful...
Hi!
A look, a whirl, and a vertical climb, and once again you'll know it's time for Moose Celebrates Super Bowl, or the new adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle and friends. Starring the supersonic speedster, Rocket J. Squirrel, with his pal, Bullwinkle the Moose, and a host of others. We join our heroes in Frostbite Falls as the entire country is preparing for the Super Bowl.
Hey, Bullwinkle. All set for the Super Bowl?
Not yet, Rocky, but I'm getting there. I'm preparing my list of all the kinds of food to buy to watch the big game.
What's on your list, Bullwinkle?
Of course, all the basics. A few bags of tree leaves, some flowers, a few vines.
That doesn't sound like the usual Super Bowl food to me, Bullwinkle.
Rocky, what do you expect me to eat? Taco salad? I'm a moose and we eat vegetation.
Good point, Bullwinkle.
Now, where was I? A few vines? Oh, yes. I want to pick up some water lilies, too.
Say, Bullwinkle, where do you get all that stuff this time of year? I mean, most vegetation is dead until spring.
Good question, Rock.
Yes, Rocky, good question. Just where does Bullwinkle buy that kind of food in the dead of winter?
Where else?
Yes, where else?
Yes, our hero buys the food needed for his special moose diet from none other than that dastardly duo from Pottsylvania, Boris and Natasha.
Boris, darling, is Moose coming soon to buy his Super Bowl food?
Yes, Natasha. He come to our moose food store soon.
How you know?
I will spy. I know all about Moose.
But what about Squirrel? He coming along too?
Not sure. Never sure about Squirrel.
And as unsure as Boris was about Squirrel, Rocky, Rocky did tag along with Bullwinkle to see where Bullwinkle could purchase such food.
May I help you?
Yes, may we help you?
Say, you two look familiar.
Maybe you come with Moose before?
No, I've never been in this store before.
Maybe Moose tell you about us.
I don't think so.
Say, Rocky, I don't have time for this yammer yammer. I need my Super Bowl food.
Bullwinkle gave the long list of Moose food to the proprietors of the food establishment, and they started to fill crates of everything Bullwinkle wanted.
Say, where do you two get all this stuff in the winter?
We get from China.
You get this food from China?
Yes, everything from China.
Is it safe?
Of course everything's safe.
Rock, of course everything is safe here. I've been eating it for years.
And it tastes okay?
Sure. Other than that plastic aftertaste, it tastes fine.
Plastic aftertaste? Bullwinkle, this food has melamine in it.
So?
Yeah, so?
Bullwinkle, melamine is plastic. They make dishes out of it.
You know, my grandma had dishes made from melamine.
Exactly.
What's wrong with plastic?
What's wrong with plastic? Nothing, except you can't eat it.
Hand out the door, Rocky dragged Bullwinkle, leaving the melamine-laced moose food from China behind.
That's not good, Natasha.
What not good, darling?
We lost our only customer.
Owning moose food store in town with only one moose?
Not good plan. We need new plan.
How about we apply for unemployment insurance?
That plan no good.
Why no good?
Pennsylvania no more pay unemployment insurance.
Why no pay unemployment insurance? I thought Pennsylvania was worker paradise.
It was, but Communist Party no longer in charge.
Communist Party no longer in charge? Then who in charge?
Tea Party. Oh. In charge. No more fun.
And just as the British discovered, Boris and Natasha found out that tea parties aren't always a lot of fun.
Rocky, what can I do? How can I enjoy the Super Bowl without any fun food?
Geez, Bullwinkle, I don't know. Maybe if there were more moose in Frostbite Falls, someone would open up a moose food store.
You're right, Rock. If we had a whole bunch of mooses here, someone for sure would open a vegetation store.
Moose.
That's right, Rocky, a moose food store.
No, Bullwinkle, you said mooses. The plural for moose is moose.
I thought a bunch of mooses was called a herd.
Well, Bullwinkle, a bunch of moose is called a herd, but there still is no word mooses.
But what if there is more than one?
You just say moose. One moose, two moose.
But when do I say herd? Is that three mooses?
Oh, never mind, Bullwinkle.
And we still haven't figured out how to bring more of my people to Frostbite Falls.
I'm not sure there is a way, Bullwinkle.
Wait, I got it.
And just what does Bullwinkle have? Tune in next time for I Thought Melmac Was a Planet, or Send in the Clowns.
That's Mr. Spacely on the intercom. I already put in 4 hours today. That's a full hour of overtime. How much more does he expect me to work? This place is such a sweatshop. Yes, Mr. Spacely?
Gibson, get in my office and don't keep me waiting.
Yes, Mr. Spacely, sir. I'll be right there, Mr. Spacely, sir. Oh, geez, he sounds angry. Mr. Spacely, sir?
Jetson, get in here.
Yes, Mr. Spacely?
Jetson, I know you've been putting in a lot of extra time on the job lately.
Happy to do it, Mr. Spacely. Anything to help Spacely's pockets?
Well, Jetson, I like to reward people when they do a good job. The sales department bought too many tickets to the Super Bowl for her customers, which cost me a bundle. Trust me, someone will be fired over there for that mistake. So I'm going to give them to you, Jetson.
What? Super Bowl tickets? For me?
Yes, yes, Jetson. Super Bowl tickets for you. 3 or 4 of them. For you, your wife, and 2 kids. I know you've had to be away from home a lot. I know how hard those 4 and 5 hour days can be on the family.
Oh, wow, Mr. Spacely. Thank you, Mr. Spacely.
Yes, yes, you're welcome, Jetson.
And my family thanks you, Mr. Spacely.
All right, Jetson, I feel thanked already. Now, get out of here before I change my mind and fire you.
Yes, Mr. Spacely. I'm leaving right now, Mr. Spacely. Thanks again, Mr. Spacely. Woohoo! Wait till Jane and the kids hear this.
Oh, I hope George gets home soon. I bought a new dress at Moonindale's that I want to show him.
Mrs. Jetson, what time should I have dinner ready?
Oh, it's so hard to know when George will be home, Rosie. He's just been working so many extra hours.
Yes, Mrs. Jetson, the house has been staying cleaner with Mr. Jetson out of the house so much.
Mom? When is Daddy going to be home? I saw this dreamy outfit at the store, and I have to ask him if I can have it.
Oh, I don't know, Judy. He just bought you that dress last week for the school dance.
But, Mom, if I can't have this outfit, I'll die. I'll just die. It's a whole outfit and everything, and it's on sale.
Don't tell me about it, Judy. Save it all for your father. Elroy, is that you home from school?
Yeah, Mom. Is Dad home? I need to ask him for a new baseball glove.
I thought he just got you one.
He did. But you know those 150-mile-an-hour pitches they throw at school, Mom? I mean, come on.
I know. But just get set for your father asking why so soon.
Mrs. Jetson, I could use a little more oil. Do you think Mr. J would spring for that?
You too, Rosie? I just hope George is in a good mood when he gets home.
Roy is home.
I'm home, and boy, do I have news for the whole family. No, Aster, no. Don't jump on my knee. Down, boy, no. Okay, boy. I'm glad to see you, too. Wait till you hear my news, Jane.
Oh, what's that, dear? But before you tell me, let me show you my new dress from Moonindale's.
A new dress? Didn't you just buy one?
George, of course I did. You want me to look good for the company cocktail party, don't you?
Yes, I do. And this won't get me out of my good mood. The news I have is so good.
Daddy, I need to ask you for something. I saw this dreamy outfit, and I really need to get it for the school dance.
I thought that dress I bought you was for a school dance.
It was, Daddy, but this outfit is for a different dance.
Fine. You won't get me out of my good mood.
Dad, I need a new baseball glove.
Good, buy two.
Mr. J, could I have some new oil? It's been a while since I've had some new stuff.
Sure.
Rich, could I have a new bone?
Why not? So, now can I tell everyone my good news?
Well, of course, George. What's taking you so long?
Just what Mr. Spacely gave me today.
Oh, no, George. Another pink slip?
A pink slip? No. He gave me tickets to the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl? Oh, George, that is wonderful.
And they're space box tickets for all four of us.
So once again, I'm left out of the family.
Sorry, Rosie, old girl, but with us gone, you won't have to take care of us.
That's a good point, Mr. J.
And me?
Oh, sorry, boy, but dogs aren't allowed.
I know.
And I saw just what I can wear at the store today.
Me too.
This is great, Dad. I can't wait to tell everyone at school.
Okay, everyone. Let's talk about our plans to get the Super Bowl over dinner. Dear old Dad here is hungry. Rosie, how's dinner coming?
All I have to do is push three more buttons and we're ready, Mr. J.
I'll get that. You just sit down and start. I'll be right there.
Jetson! Sorry to do this, but I won't be able to give you those Super Bowl tickets after all. We just landed a new customer, and I need to give the tickets to them.
Oh, okay. I understand, Mr. Spacely.
I knew you would, Jetson. See you at work bright and early tomorrow.
Great. What do I tell everyone now?
Who was on the phone, George?
It was Mr. Spacely.
Mr. Spacely? What did he want? And at the dinner hour... Judy, could you please pass the beef roast to your father?
Sure, Mom.
Oh, just to tell me we landed a new customer. Thanks, honey.
Sounds like it's good news, George, isn't it? Elroy, could you pass the potatoes to your father, please?
Sure. Here, Dad.
Thanks, son. It's good news, Jane. Is there any ketchup?
Oh, Rosie, could you get the ketchup for Mr. Jetson?
Right away, Mrs. Jetson.
Thanks, Rosie. So what's the problem, George?
Here's the ketchup, Mr. J.
Thanks, Rosie. Well, it is a new customer and all.
Elroy! Roy, stop picking at your vegetables. Just eat them. Yes, George, it's a new customer.
Oh, Mom.
Listen to your mother. And you know how it is with new customers?
I suppose I do. Judy, will you please have another helping of meat?
Mom, I'm on a diet.
Oh, stop this diet business. You look fine.
I'll just come right out and say it. Mr. Spacely needed our Super Bowl tickets to give to the new customer. We're not going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's okay, George. I'm not a big football fan anyway.
To be honest, I wasn't quite sure what a Super Bowl was, Daddy.
How about we just watch it on TV instead, Dad?
And I'd rather cook for this family than be here all by myself, Mr. J.
Now I can spend the afternoon with Royce.
How did I ever get such a great family?
Now, Daddy, about that outfit. I really need that new baseball glove.
And how about that oil, Mr. J?
My family, you gotta love them.
And in the farthest of far northern territories of Her Majesty's realm that we all know as the Dominion of Canada stood guard the Royal Mounties. Riding through the tall forests of that northern land was Dudley Do-Right, RCMP.
Here I am on patrol in the great northern woods of Canada, and who do I spy but fair Nell? Oh, Nell, Nell!
Oh, Dudley, I should have known you'd be out riding patrol, guarding us here in the far north woods of Canada.
Well, yes, Nell, that is my job.
Oh, and you do that so well, Dudley. I feel perfectly safe gathering nuts and berries to eat during the Super Bowl.
That's right, Nell. The big day is fast approaching for our fine neighbors in the south.
Oh, yes, those Americans do like the big game. Albeit a little splashy for my tastes, after all, I am Canadian.
So right you are, dear Nell. Those Americans do like to go overboard, don't they?
But hiding behind a nearby tree was that fiend, Snidely Whiplash.
Yes, those Americans do like to go overboard, and I, for one, have had enough of it. I think it's about time that the Super Bowl be brought to Canada, to that city of great dignity, Toronto.
But how could that cunning criminal pull this off?
Well, if you'd stop interrupting me, I tell you. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. I'll simply paint over the signs on the highways and airports that point to New York and have them point instead to Toronto. That way, everyone will come to Toronto thinking they're in New York.
And they won't catch on?
Both places are cold and snowy. Both places have tall buildings. Both places are next to water. Both places speak English. And besides, as long as there are places to eat and drink, Americans don't care where they are.
So, Snidely starts his poisonous plot to fool the Americans into having the Super Bowl in Toronto. And in fact, Americans by the full-size SUV-full are already streaming into Toronto, and not to everyone's liking.
Oh, I know. It's Mayor Ford of Toronto again. How I detest getting his phone calls. Yes, Mayor? Yes, May. I look, really. Super Bowl Toronto. I have no idea. I completely understand. I'll get right on it. Oh, of course. No. Oh, yes. But yes, sir. I don't really think Her Majesty needs to be called. Cheerio. Dudley! Oh, Dudley! Dudley, do right!
Yes, Inspector Fenwick. I'm at your disposal.
Good thing, too, Dudley. I just got off the telephone with the mayor of Toronto.
Ah, oh, Toronto. Such a nice city with such civilized people.
Not so nice or civilized right now, Dudley. The mayor just informed me that Americans are streaming into Toronto by the plane and busload.
Wouldn't that be a good thing, sir?
Under normal circumstance, it would be, except they are all there thinking they're in New York City for the Super Bowl. And before the Super Bowl, they are trying to see Cats and Lion King. And, of course, those shows are not showing in Toronto. It's causing quite a stir.
Couldn't they just see the Book of Mormon instead?
Well, that's what I thought. I've never seen any of those shows. I prefer the symphony myself. But, I mean, who cares what show you see? Dudley, you got me off point again. The point, Dudley, is that someone has misled these Americans into thinking that the Super Bowl is in Toronto. Not that it takes much to mislead those rebels, but it's the principle of the thing. Dudley, are you following any of this?
Yes, sir. Of course, sir. you prefer the symphony.
Oh, Dudley, just go and find out how this Super Bowl mix-up happened.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir. Who could have been fiendish enough to have tried such a dastardly deed?
Oh, brother! Just how much of an idiot is he?
I know. It must be that eternal foe of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, Snidely Whiplash.
Oh, Dudley, I have a question for you.
Hi, Nell. And as much as I enjoy chatting with you, I have my duty as a Mountie to get my man.
Oh, is that Snidely Whiplash up to no good again, Dudley?
That's how it appears.
Well, then I'll be quick with my question. Why are there signs everywhere telling people to go to Toronto to see the Super Bowl? I thought the big game was in New York.
It is, or it's supposed to be. It's Snidely's thinly veiled attempt at deceiving our friendly neighbors to the south.
Oh, neighbors to the south? You mean in Ontario?
No, Nell. The Americans.
Oh, those neighbors. Well, as diabolical as that plot is, let's face it. Those Americans are easily misled. I mean, look how they followed that womanizer.
You mean Bill Clinton?
Well, I was thinking Benjamin Franklin, but it's practically the same thing.
I do need to get going, Nell. The mayor of Toronto is already knocking over female city council members. If he starts knocking over Americans, it could mean war. Oh, whores! Come here, whores! We must be off to say Fair Canada!
Oh, Dudley! Oh, Dudley! Save me, Dudley!
What is that I hear? Is that Nell?
Yes, Dudley, it's me. Nell, daughter of your boss, Inspector Fenwick.
Whoa, horse! When she puts it like that, I need to act. I'm on my way, Nell.
Hurry, Dudley. Snidely Whiplash has tied me to a train track, and a steaming locomotive is on its way.
That brute. How dare he do that to poor Nell?
How dare I? It's what I do. I have to stop Dudley from getting in the way of bringing the Super Bowl to Canada, and tying Nell to the train tracks is just the way to do it.
Oh, Snidely, this has to be your most evil plot yet.
It might be. Then again, I'd hate to think it's all downhill from here.
Oh, Dudley, save me.
I'm here, Nell. Snidely. Untie Nell and do it now.
No, I won't.
In the name of Her Majesty, unhand her.
No.
You must.
I know I don't.
But you must, and you must stop bringing Americans to Toronto for the Super Bowl.
But think of the tourism it brings to Toronto.
That may be, Snidely, but we should ask for the Super Bowl to be in Canada, not just take it. After all, we're Canadian. We're nice.
Oh, foiled again.
Nell, you're free.
When I suppose I have to change all the signs back?
That's correct, Snidely. It's the right thing to do, and we Canadians...
Oh, please spare me the Canadians a nice thing. I'll change the signs already.
Oh, thank you, Dudley, for saving me and for saving Canada.
Just doing my job, Nell.
Hey, Boo-Boo Bear, I'm getting sort of hungry.
Me too, Yogi, but no one's visiting Jellystone Park to feed us.
And you know why that is, Boo-Boo?
No, Yogi.
I'll tell you why, Boob. Everyone's at the Super Bowl game. Everyone but us.
But what will we do there anyway, Yogi? There aren't any picnic baskets at a football game.
That's right, Boo-Boo. There's something better. Tailgate parties. All kinds of people sitting outside of their cars in the parking lot, grilling all sorts of meat, setting out baskets and coolers with all sorts of salads and drinks. It may not be a picnic basket, but it's a bear's dream, Boo-Boo.
I don't know, Yogi. Ranger Smith won't like that.
Why should Ranger Smith care? We won't be bothering the park visitors here. We'll be bothering the tailgaters at the Super Bowl.
I don't know, Yogi. I think he'll get really mad at you all the same.
And another thing, Boob. Ranger Smith is here, and we'll be there.
Okay, Yogi.
And besides, I'm smarter than the average bear. Let's go to the Super Bowl.
Okay, boys and girls, the Jellystone Kids Club, we're almost at the Super Bowl.
Yay!
I can't wait to get my seat.
I want to buy some ice cream.
Yeah, just hold on to your horses, kids. We have to park the bus, and then we're going to set up our tailgate party and have some lunch as a group in the parking lot.
We won't miss the game, will we, Ranger Smith?
No, Jim, we won't. We'll get to our seats in plenty of time to see the pregame shows.
Good, because I want some ice cream.
Don't worry, Sue. And each of you will get some money to buy whatever you want in the stadium.
Yeah!
Hey, Boo-Boo. Look at all these tailgate parties in this huge parking lot. And look at all that food. And it's all in picnic baskets.
Yeah, Yogi. There sure are a lot of them here. And everyone is having a good time listening to music and playing games.
That's right, Boob. Everyone is doing everything but looking out for their food. And that is when I will strike.
Okay, Yogi.
Okay, kids. We're here.
Yeah!
Are we going to eat now?
Yeah, Ranger Smith, I'm hungry.
Yes, we're going to eat as soon as we all get out of the bus and set everything up. Okay, now everyone, walk out of the bus in single file and stand right outside the door.
Yeah!
Okay, Boo-Boo, watch this. I can sneak among all these vans and SUVs, and when no one is looking, there, a picnic basket. Wait till I show Boo-Boo. Hey, Boo-Boo. Our first picnic basket. But I think we need a few more. There's another. And another. And another. But wait, what is that? A school bus full of kids? And that means it's full of food. Hey, Boo-Boo, here are the picnic baskets.
Wow, Yogi, look at all this food. When can we start eating it?
Not quite yet, Boob. See that school bus?
Yeah.
And see how it's full of kids?
Yeah.
And where there are kids, there's...
food?
Exactly, Boo-Boo. And they are setting it all out. I just have to wait until the perfect moment. And while they are singing a song... and another... and another... and another... and another!
Ranger Smith, some of our picnic baskets are missing.
Yeah, Ranger Smith, a whole bunch of them are missing. Ranger Smith, we're hungry.
Yeah, we're hungry!
Missing picnic baskets. No one to keep an eye on a certain bear back at Jellystone Park. I think I know who is up to no good.
I cannot believe how many picnic baskets I'm gathering. Boo-Boo and I will have a feast. And yet another. And yet another. And look at that big basket there. That one is irresistible. This basket sure is heavy.
Not so fast, Yogi.
Ranger Smith, what are you doing in that basket?
I'm a volunteer for the Jellystone Kids Club, and we're here for the Super Bowl. And I guess I got twice the reward, bringing these kids to the big game and taking you back to where you belong without all those picnic baskets.
But you know what, Ranger Smith, sir?
What, Yogi?
I'm still smarter than the average bear!
Table, you will find him there, stuffing double goodies and the average bear. He will sleep
When last with our heroes, Bullwinkle's moose food store had closed due to melamine poisoning from China. But then Bullwinkle said...
Wait, I've got it.
What do you have, Bullwinkle?
I know exactly how we'll get more moose to come to Frostbite Falls.
Great, Bullwinkle. How?
We'll bring the Super Bowl to Frostbite Falls. That will bring lots of people and mooses to town.
Oh, Bullwinkle, I think it's too late. The Super Bowl will be in New York.
That's okay, Rock. We'll convince everyone to come here instead.
Oh, I don't think that's possible, Bullwinkle.
Oh, don't be a naysayer, Rocky. Let's give it the old college try.
Okay, Bullwinkle.
Meanwhile, the troublesome twosome were still trying to figure out a plan to make money.
You have plan yet?
No, no yet have plan.
Wait, I have got plan. I've got it.
Got what?
Got plan.
What is plan?
We bring Super Bowl to capital of Pennsylvania.
I thought Super Bowl going to be in capital of evil capitalism, New York.
Yes, that is why we must move Super Bowl.
Won't selfish capitalists try and stop us?
Yes, they will.
So what we do?
We be extra sneaky. We close all lanes on George Washington Bridge.
Okay, we be extra sneaky. By the way, what is capital of Pennsylvania?
Can't tell you. It is secret.
So, now we have both our heroes and the corrupted couple competing to bring the Super Bowl to their hometowns. Bullwinkle talked to the team owners.
And I promise to you, the owners of the greatest football teams on Earth, that Frostbite Falls will host the greatest Super Bowl ever.
But what's there to do there?
Where, Mr. Owner?
Frostbite Falls, you idiot.
Can I fly my private jet into your airport?
How long are the limos there?
Boo!
Yes!
That didn't go well, Bullwinkle.
Boris and Natasha talked to the people of New York.
Workers of New York, unite. I promise you peace, land, and bread if you let Super Bowl go to Pennsylvania.
Bread? Is it an artisan bread?
Well, I need mine to be gluten-free.
No cobs for me!
How about lots of vegetables?
Boris, where we get vegetables?
We call moose food vegetarian and double price. And idiot New Yorks will eat like crazy.
Are they vegetarian or vegan?
Have they been triple washed?
Yes, triple washed. With ancient Chinese ingredient, melamine.
Boo! Yes!
That not go well, Boris.
It seemed like no one's plans were working.
So, Boris, what we do now we don't bring Super Bowl to Pennsylvania?
We think of new plan.
Ugh, another plan. I hate capitalist pigs.
So, Bullwinkle, what are you going to do for moose food to eat during the Super Bowl?
Well, Rock, I did a search on the internet and found a place to buy moose food online.
Great idea, Bullwinkle. What site is that?
www.melmacfood.moose.
And now, it's the professor.
Marty, you in there? Hurry up, you'll be late.
Yeah, I'm coming. Irvin, what are you doing here?
I'm taking you to the doctor.
The doctor? Am I dying?
I don't know about that. But you have cataract surgery in a couple of hours.
I do?
Yeah. You wanted me to take you to the hospital, remember?
Didn't I tell you?
Tell me what?
They changed my appointment.
They did?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. They called and told me they had to change the appointment.
You want me to take you to the hospital?
Now?
No. When the surgery is.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I'll go back home.
No, stay and have some coffee.
Okay. Where's Estelle so early?
She's at the mall walking.
You don't go with her?
No way! It starts as walking and ends up as shopping. I hate shopping. I don't understand how a woman as old as she still needs to go shopping. She has everything.
I know what you mean. Mona is always shopping. She comes home from the mall with bags of stuff we don't need.
Here's your coffee. Black, right?
Yeah, black. You want some apple krugel? Mona made some yesterday.
Sure. But does it have garlic?
No. No garlic in krugel. At least this one.
Why does she use so much garlic?
She says it's good for my heart. But I'll tell you, it may be good for my heart, but it's bad for my friends.
Get what I'm having. I wonder who that is. It's the professor. What can I do for you?
Hi, Morty. I just wanted to wish you luck on your surgery.
Thanks, Professor, but the appointment got canceled.
Canceled? That's odd.
Yeah, I know, but even doctors get sick.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I'll see you later, then.
Why don't you stay for some coffee and apple cocoa? Irving is here.
Hi, Professor.
Hi, Irving. Don't mind if I do.
So, what's new, Professor?
Not too much. I was preparing for my next class.
What is it supposed to be about?
This course is about the impact of the Viking invasions and the subsequent English reunification on Welsh poetry.
Oh. Okay. That sounds good. Say, Morty, how about some coffee?
Coming right up. Here's your kugel, Professor.
Thanks, Morty. This looks great.
Yeah, Estelle makes a good kugel. Another visitor. This place is like Grand Central Station. Jitsi, what are you doing here?
Oh, I just wanted to wish you luck on your cataract surgery. Oi, I know what that is like. You know my first husband, Abel, he was a gynecologist.
Jitsi! I know all about Abe the gynecologist. I need a doctor who works on the other end.
Oh, you know, it's all the same, let me tell you. My Abe, he used to know a lot of eye doctors. I mean, all these doctors, they know each other. Of course, I don't know if they do anymore. I mean, these doctors now work in these huge offices, and I don't know how they know where their offices are, let alone where everyone is. Which reminds me, I hear some new people are moving in. Mm-hmm, I guess they're from Wisconsin. Gee, I wonder if Estelle knows them, with her daughter Hadassah living in Chicago and all.
Hadassah lives in Highland Park, not Chicago.
It's all the same and all too cold for me, let me tell you. How can anyone live up there in that icebox? Ooh, I just don't know. I suppose that's why they're moving here, right? So, why aren't you ready to go to the hospital?
The appointment was canceled.
Canceled?
Yeah, canceled.
But why?
The doctor's sick.
Yeah, well, it happens to all of us. So, who is in the kitchen?
Irving and the professor. You want to stay and have some coffee and cocoa?
Hi, Jitsi.
Good morning, Jitsi.
Hi, everyone. Thanks, but I can't. I'm on my way to the doctor myself. Oh, my goodness, it's time for my mammogram. You know how that is. The older we get, the more time we spend at the doctor's.
Tell me about it. Well, take care of yourself. Bye, Chitsy.
Bye-bye, Morty.
Phew.
Say, Morty, I should get back to my classwork.
Yeah, I suppose those Vikings can't wait.
That's right. See you later at the clubhouse.
Bye, Leland.
Quite the parade you have here, Tumoti.
I know. Say, Irving.
What?
What's a cougar?
What's a cougar? It's like a mountain lion.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But why does everyone say Vivian May is a cougar?
Oh, that kind of a cougar.
There's another kind.
Oh, yes. It's when a woman dates younger men. A lot younger men.
And she's the cougar?
Yep. She's the cougar.
What's the man?
Blind.
I know. What does a young guy want with an old woman?
Well, you don't know what they say.
What?
That older women are more fun in, you know, bed.
They are?
That's what they say.
I don't know about that. I'm married to an older woman, and she's okay, but, I mean, come on.
Hey, I'm just telling you what I hear.
But Vivian May dates a lot of these younger guys.
I know.
But isn't one at a time plenty?
She is dating one at a time. Only one guy at a time. No threesomes for Vivian May.
Oy, that's a vision I want out of my head. But why not date older guys like us?
She's seen us at the pool.
Come on, Irving. We don't look that bad.
Yeah, you really do need those cataracts fixed.
Of Cartoons on the Radio 2014, and It's the Professor were Brett Hodek, Vicky Dumay, John Olexi, Cameron Spencer, Ben Abrahamson, Renee Bouchel, Siegfried Christoff, Alexa Eves, Todd Eves, Glenn Garside, Susan Lean, Terry Myers, Carolyn Recker, Baz Spencer, and Peyton Spencer. Special sound effects were created by Barb Tyler. The show was directed by Vicky Dumay. Cartoons on the Radio 2014 was written by Steve Brown and Mike Ulstrup. Today's announcer was yours truly, Renee Bouchel. As always, support for the WGTD Radio Theater comes from the Kenosha law firm of Aaliyah Dumay Dunn and McTernan, and the Brown Ulstrup Performing Arts Foundation. Join us on March 15th when the WGTD Radio Theater presents our next live radio theater performance, live from the Kenosha campus of Gateway Technical College. And help the 91.1 Players celebrate 10 years on the air by going to brownulstrupfoundation.org and voting for shows that you would like to hear again. Also, remember that next week, The Michael Feldman Show comes to Kenosha at UW Parkside. The live show starts at 10 a.m. right here on WGTD HD. For the WGTD Radio Theater, this is Renee Bouchel signing off. Have a great day.